Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We are live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Studios today on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. We are live out here at Pinewood Social, where we're here with our friends at Guinness as we are watching Tennessee get their rear ends kicked in the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament. And again, we have a pair of tickets that we are giving away today. A pair of tickets to the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament. That's right. You could be going to the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament. You got to stop by. Come on out. Hang out here at Pinewood. And go ahead and register to win in the box. And then you got to be here. We'll be giving away those tickets in the 5 o'clock hour today. And what's great about hanging out here for the patio party at Pinewood is they've got free parking. So you park in the garage, they'll validate it for you. And we've got all the games on the jumbo LED screens that are sitting out here. Plus, they've got lawn games. And most importantly for me, and I will be probably taking this today, they have a shuttle, a bus to and from Bridgestone Arena if you are headed to the SEC basketball tournament. So good luck on all of that. And again, Pinewood Social has a 6-lane modern retro bowling alley offering a fun, nostalgic experience that's perfect for groups of any size. You can go to pinewoodsocial.com. And again, we're here thanks to our friends at Guinness. So we got a lot of wild stuff going on in the NFL. In fact, Josina Anderson's reporting that the Pittsburgh Steelers are trading Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles in what will be like a pick swap. So they're giving away Kenny Pickett for free. So that's a major move. I cannot believe that Arthur Smith is going to roll with Russell Wilson as a starting quarterback. Also, how about the fact that I got all worked up about Mason Rudolph? Everybody's out there trying to defend Mason Rudolph. It's like the boo-hoo Mason Rudolph crew out there. And now the Steelers not only didn't want him, they didn't want the other guy either. I mean, they just got rid of both of them, which tells me that those guys suck. But that's a different discussion for a different day. What I want to start off with is something that happened last night. Ian, did you see this move from the L.A. Chargers?
Must have been a cat move.
Yeah. So I've seen all these moves that are going down when it comes to, and like the Pickett move is a good example of this, right? Like Kenny Pickett gets traded in the middle of the day to the Eagles, and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. What just happened here? Kenny Pickett's getting traded? That's what happened last night when the L.A. Chargers announced that they were moving Keenan Allen to the Chicago Bears for a fourth-round pick. Now, we can get into the cap stuff all you want. If it was a cap move, it would have happened before the new league year. So I think, quite frankly, they just didn't want to pay the money. I think that they're saving up to probably spend more money on another trade, or Harbaugh's trying to rebuild on the fly. I can't tell you what his motive is, but I will tell you this. They gave away their hand yesterday. They gave away their hand by trading Keenan Allen because they have no receivers on their team. They drafted Quentin Johnston in the first round last year. He sucks. They've got Josh Palmer. He's okay. But I don't think anybody would confuse Josh Palmer with the number one receiver in the NFL. They're going receiver in the draft. It looks like right now it's going to be quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. Everybody assumes Marvin Harrison at 4, though there has been, you know, some discussion that Arizona is looking to trade out at 4. And who knows if that's a smokescreen or not. There's been some talk that J.J. McCarthy might go at 4. Who knows, again, if that's real. And it's draft season. We don't know who's telling the truth, who's lying. We never know. But again, if it goes quarterback, 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 and we know Marvin Harrison Jr. is the top receiver on the board, and he goes off the board, that means that the Chargers have to go receiver with either Adunze or Neighbors. And most importantly, it means they're not drafting Joe Alt. So quarterback, 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 4, wide receiver at 5, and then the Giants are at 6, and the Giants have a left tackle in Andrew Thomas. And I don't know if they'd be interested in taking Alt and moving him to the right side where he didn't play in college. But they also have a highly drafted right tackle in Evan Neal. Now, Evan Neal's kind of sucked, I guess. But what I'm getting at here is that the big fear when it came to the Titans and Joe Alt was that the Chargers at 5 would be the team that takes him. And so then you're stuck in a situation where, well, Malik Nabers is there, or Olu Fashno's there, or Roma Dunze is there. And if Alt goes at five, you would be in a situation at seven where it's either one of the wide receivers and the one other left tackle, and you'd have to pick, or it was going to be Alt versus the other guys. But if Alt went at five, you were in trouble because, look, Olu Fashnu's got his knocks, especially those little baby hands that he's got. And so I had a little anxiety, as I'm sure some of you did, knowing that there's no left tackle on the free agent market. At this point, there's not even a bum left tackle that's really out there on the free agent market. Jonah Williams, he's not even very good, and he's already signed. And you can't run Dillard back out there, even though for some reason he's on the roster. I have no idea. Don't ask. I didn't do it. But they don't have a left tackle. They don't have a right tackle. I just assumed that they would have to go left tackle at seven. But the guy that I really, really, really wanted is Joe Alt. And I just heard at the Super Bowl that the Chargers were Joe Alt, Joe Alt, Joe Alt, Joe Alt. And I was maybe a little resigned to the idea that the Chargers were going to take him and slide him over to the right side, or take him and move Rashawn Slater, or do something. But last night, when that trade came down the pipe and Keenan Allen got shipped off for a draft choice, I said, they're taking a receiver. So now it is very likely that it will be quarterback, 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 Marvin Harrison Jr. or J.J. McCarthy at four, wide receiver at five, the Giants at six. Again, don't need a left tackle. They have one. You at seven. You can get Joe Alt. And that solves a problem. I hate the idea of going into an NFL draft and saying, we have to have this position. I hate that idea. I think that's what stupid teams do. But unfortunately, because you were stupid last year and you drafted a guard in the first round and you signed a left tackle who freaking sucks, and you had an offensive line coach who'd never coached in the NFL before, and so nobody developed into a left tackle, because of all of those things, you are stuck with having to draft the best left tackle that you can get in the first round. Now, there are numerous left tackles that will all be available in the first round. But regardless, Joe Alt's the best of the group. He's the most pro-ready. He's the most sure thing. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism from his combine testing. Unlike Mims, unlike Fashnu, he didn't get hurt. And so I'm just telling you right now, yesterday was a very, very good day for the Tennessee Titans. Because as much as I fear that the Titans will put themselves into a corner where they have to draft a left tackle, which they've already put themselves in that corner, as much as I fear that the Titans are going to miss out on some great player, right? Aaron Donald just retired, and he was picked in the middle of the first round in a loaded draft, and I don't know how some of these other teams felt and how their boards stacked and everything. But it wouldn't surprise me if one of these teams that picked somebody else was like, oh, we loved Donald, but we had to take a corner because we didn't have a corner. And so I hate being put into that spot where we could look at the board and see a player that might be better than Joe Alt, who might be a Hall of Fame caliber player, and you still have to take a left tackle because ultimately you don't know if anybody's a Hall of Fame caliber player or not, and you know he's a left tackle. But what I really hate is the idea of Joe Alt going off the board before you pick at seven, and then you sitting there and having to take Fashnu or Mims or one of these other left tackles, especially if you can't trade out, and you have to take one of those guys at seven if they're the 13th or 15th best player on the board. And so yesterday when that news came down that Keenan Allen is headed to the Bears, which I'm not exactly sure why the Bears are doing this, but sure, it can't hurt. Keenan Allen headed to the Bears. I said, they have to go wide receiver. And there was all this talk, too, that Harbaugh might want to trade out to get more picks. I don't know if Harbaugh can do that. They don't have any wide receivers. So what are you going to do? So now the fear is, could somebody hop the Titans? Could, you know, the fourth pick, could that be left tackle? But word on the street is Arizona has decided they signed Jonah Williams in free agency. He's probably going to play right tackle. Word on the street is they're moving Paris Johnson Jr., who they took in the first round last year in the top 10. They're moving him to left tackle. So they don't need a left tackle. So it is right now, it is looking good that Joe Alt will be there, that when you're on the clock, when that clock starts, Ian, is it still 15 minutes in the first round, or is it now 10 minutes in the first round?
I feel like it's 10.
I think it's 10, too, but I feel like part of me thinks that it's 15 in the first and 10 in the second, but I could be wrong about that. Whatever. When that clock starts, if Joe Alt's on that board, you run that card right in there.
Yeah, it's
10
minutes.
Don't even think twice. 10 minutes.
Yep.
At 9:59 on that clock, I want an ESPN, the bottom left-hand corner, I want it to say the pick is in. And I think you're going to be able to get the guy. And I think it's going to be Alt. And I think he's going to be there. And so last night, the Keenan Allen trade, good news for the Titans. 615-737-1025 is the phone number, 615-737-1025, if you want to weigh in on the show. And again, we still got free agency, and there's some prospects, you know, as prospective signings the Titans could be looking at, which we'll be getting into. Tennessee just got their rear end spanked by Mississippi State. I'm going to tell you this right now on the Tennessee front. We'll touch on it. You know, Tennessee losing in March in the SEC tournament. I'm not going to spend all day crapping on Rick Barnes today. As much fun as that would be, I'd rather talk football, and I feel like the audience rather hear football too. But we will cover that as well. 615-737-1025. Speaking of draft and trades, there was a draft trade today that, again, I'm starting to circle and think could possibly involve the Titans. We'll get to that next. Stillman & Company, live again from Pinewood Social on behalf of our friends at Guinness. It's a Fireball Hot Take Friday at 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
A little bit of sneaky news that may fly under the radar today. The Vikings acquired the 23rd overall draft pick from the Houston Texans. So now in the draft for the first round, they have the 11th overall pick and the 23rd overall pick. A lot of people speculating that they did this so that they can package those picks and move up into the top five of the draft to get a quarterback of the future.
Not often this far out do you see just like draft pick trades.
Yeah. No.
Normally like draft day, draft night, there's like, we'll give you this, you give us this in return, and it's like not even worthy of chatting about. This one is obviously worthy because the bundle situation that Tone was talking about, 11 and 23 are worth a lot of points. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
Now, is that real in negotiations, in when you're trying to trade these things? Possibly. But 11, 23, and you think you put in there maybe a next year or something, you could probably get up into the top three, top four, if you really wanted to. Not saying that's what they're doing. We're just saying if they're trying to acquire valuable picks – to make a move, it's like KOC's going, as I want a young guy.
For sure.
There you go. That was the story that came out today, which was Minnesota early this morning made that trade with Houston, where Houston gave them Cleveland's first-round draft choice. Remember, Houston has Cleveland's first-round choice from the Deshaun Watson trade. They don't have their own choice. They gave that up in order to move up to number three last year and take Will Anderson. So Houston gave Minnesota Cleveland's first-round draft choice. So now Minnesota has two first-round draft choices. And so there is a lot of talk about Minnesota moving up to get a quarterback. Now, we subscribe on this program to the duck theory. If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, Ian, chances are
it's a duck.
It's a duck. So it looks like Minnesota, who, again, Kirk Cousins was willing to go back there. They just weren't willing to do things that he didn't feel like were year to year. And so because of that, clearly Minnesota's been thinking quarterback. The GM came out and had a blunder when he got the job, and he was like, well, we don't have a Mahomes or a Brady at quarterback, and you need one of those guys to win the Super Bowl. So clearly he's looking for his Mahomes or his Brady. The guy comes from San Francisco, where they traded, I believe, from 12 to get to 3, and it was 3 first-round draft choices, which was a horrendous trade, and we all know that, but a horrendous trade by Shanahan, but that's where he comes from, and we know that there are 3 quarterbacks, 4 if you're a J.J. McCarthy believer, which I'm not, but 4 if you believe in McCarthy, and it will cost a fortune in order to get one of those guys. And so I was thinking about the move today because as soon as they made the move, everybody started talking. You heard McAfee right there say, you know, oh, I bet Kevin O'Connell, KOC, I bet he's got a guy he likes. KOC, he's seen somebody. It's going to cost you more than 11. And what was the pick that they got from Houston? 22?
23 or something like that.
Yeah, somewhere in there. It's going to take a lot more than that to get up to 3 or 4 in order to take Drake May. I mean, again, the going rate for Trey Lance from 12 was 3 first-round draft choices, which is a little ridiculous. But, again, that's the market. So I was wondering this morning when that got made, could this be in order to get McCarthy? Because I've told you, if you want me to move off of Joe Alt with that 7th pick, if you want me to move off of Joe Alt, if I have a chance of getting Joe Alt or Olufashinu or whomever to move to 11, and remember the Jets pick at 10 and the Jets need a left tackle. If you're doing that, you have to give me 2 first-round draft choices. They have 2 first-round draft choices. And it would be hard thinking about all the needs the Titans have right now, and they'll fill some more of these in free agency, but it would be hard for me to turn down in a very high first-round draft choice tackle draft. It'd be very hard for me to turn that down. The 2nd first-round pick, knowing that I could get a defensive player where the Titans need more players on defense right now, or I could get my left tackle at 11, albeit it's not going to be Alt, but it could be Fashnu, it could be Mims, it could be one of those guys. And I might also be able to get my right tackle if I end up making that trade with Minnesota. But right now, Minnesota, the only firepower Minnesota would have, I think, to get to 3 would be the 2 first-round choices and next year's first-round choice. I don't think that they would deal Justin Jefferson, who I think that, you know, would be at least a part of it. But, like, I Minnesota's on the move. We all know that. But I don't think that this is about those top 3. I think this is about McCarthy. I think they like J.J. McCarthy. And I think they've decided we're going to strike on this first-round draft choice today so that we can get closer. And I'm reminded of a trade in the 2018 draft. Before you guys crap on J.J. McCarthy or the 7th pick or whatever, the Buffalo Bills had an all-pro left tackle by the name of Cordy Glenn. And the Buffalo Bills, who had made the playoffs in Sean McDermott's first year with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, they traded their left tackle, Cordy Glenn, to the Bengals before the draft, I think right around this time, free agency, in order to move up in the draft. And so the Bengals, you know, swapped from 13 or whatever it was to 20-something, and they get a left tackle out of it. And then on draft night, the Bills traded up again to get to 7, and they drafted Josh Allen. And that was the master plan that they apparently had for a year, was to figure out how to get up to get the quarterback, and they had studied all the quarterbacks to get the quarterback that they wanted. And that quarterback had to be there, and it was Allen, but he was. And I think Minnesota is doing something similar, and 7. And remember, Rand and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the general manager in Minnesota, worked together in San Francisco. But I could see Minnesota preparing a move, if our guy's there, to move up to 7. Because, again, 1 first-round draft choice or 1 extra first-round draft choice is not enough to move you off the 3rd pick. So they'd have to get more if they were going to do that for one of the top quarterbacks, I think, in this draft. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. I see all your phones. We'll get to them. 615-737-1025. Again, we are live today out at Pinewood Social with our friends at Guinness, and we are giving away a pair of SEC men's basketball championship tickets. Now, I think this is the whole strip for the whole Megillah, like the whole weekend. Hey, is that right, Lance? Is this for the whole weekend, the tickets, the SEC tickets? Okay, so just the 12 o'clock tomorrow game. So you got to be here at 3 o'clock. Again, I think there's one session tomorrow, one session on Sunday. So it's the session for tomorrow. But you got to be here at Pinewood Social, register to win, and we're going to give them away in the 5 o'clock hour today. And that is a pair of tickets to tomorrow, the two games in the SEC semifinals. We're giving those away. And again, right here at Pinewood Social, they got free parking and they got shuttle buses to Bridgestone Arena for the games. And I think I will be taking part in that. 615-737-1025. Let's talk about FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is my official sportsbook app, and it should be yours too. FanDuel is putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season because right now, new customers get $200. That's right, $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types, including quick bets, live same-game parlays, player props, and more. In fact, you can pick one individual player and roll with that player prop. So visit FanDuel.com/JGM and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the National Basketball Association. 21 and over in present Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Olu Fashanu and Joe Alt, those two guys, either one of those, I am super happy with. Okay. I think both of those guys will be 10, 12-year all-pro level left tackles in the NFL. Everybody else, there's a compromise if you're going to play them at left tackle instead of at right tackle. That's the point that I'm making.
There you go. That was Trevor on our show talking about the two left tackles. And again, the two trades that affect the Titans and that seventh pick. One, the Chargers at 5 getting rid of every receiver they have, thus having to take a receiver. That's the first thing. The second thing is Minnesota acquired Houston's first-round draft choice this morning. Could they be moving up for a quarterback? Could 7 be the possibility? Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. One texter says, Indy Ben says the Chargers could still draft Joe Alt and get a wide receiver at the top of round 2. Those early second-round wide receivers would go in round 1 in most drafts. So I go back to the 2020 draft, which was supposed to be like the wide receiver draft. Now, I know Jerry Jeudy has not panned out, and I know that Henry Ruggs is in jail. But, like, that's the draft that had Justin Jefferson in the first round. The second round wide receivers, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, they're good. They're not Justin Jefferson. You're the Chargers. You have a franchise quarterback. You play in Los Angeles, so the only way you get any attention is by winning and winning at a high level. You're going to put your franchise quarterback in a position where the only receiver he has is a round 2 guy? He's already got a left tackle. It's a Pro Bowl left tackle. It's a left tackle who's been in the league for 3 years. Why would you take another left tackle? Or why would you take a left tackle to put him at right tackle? That doesn't make any sense to me. You can get your right tackle, I would assume, and I don't even know who their right tackle is, but you can go out and you could trade back and get your right tackle, but would you do that over receiver? Because I think the way it is right now in the NFL, the premium, and we've seen how running backs have kind of gone down and inside linebackers and safeties now are starting to go down. Wide receiver is the second most valuable thing. And they don't have any of them. The Chargers, in my opinion, the Chargers are going to take a receiver at 5, and it's over. It's either going to be Neighbors or Odunze if Marvin Harrison isn't there. And if it is Marvin Harrison, he will be that pick. One texture says Alt at 7, then a corner at 38. Putting Alt next to Skoronski would be run left 2.0, just like Lawan and Roger Saffold. Well, it would take some time. I mean, I caution everybody, and I know they say that Joe Alt's ready to play right now. I caution everybody on expecting Joe Alt to be a Hall of Fame player the day he shows up. And I know all the talk is that Joe Alt is ready to go right now. There's a difference between ready to play in an NFL game right now and ready to dominate in the NFL. I think he's ready to play in an NFL game. I don't think he's ready to dominate. And again, I've talked about this so many times, and I bring this up constantly. And I know that, you know, I'm sure people are probably like worn out of hearing about this because nobody cares about practice. But every collective bargaining agreement, each side has to give something up, right? And the owners are always trying to get more. 17 games, more international games, more playoff teams, more Thursday night football, more Saturday football, more. They're trying always to get more and more and more. And so they always have to give the player something in exchange. And what that always ends up being is off-season and practice time, because they don't make any money off of practice. So they give that away. The coaches are furious about that. When they had that 20, that lockout in 2011, the coaches and GMs were furious. And guess what? The owners didn't care. So now you can't wear pads in the offseason. You can't hit in the offseason. You can only have so much time out on the field. So you can go over technique, but you can't really, you know, you can't play offensive line. So if you think Joe Alt's going to show up and all of a sudden be the Joe Alt that he's going to be long term, that's just not how it's going to work. Because it's going to take him a while, you know, to get used to the popping and everything else to the NFL. So let's not just immediately say, and look, I'm optimistic. With old man Bill Callahan in there, I am optimistic that Skoronski will be what everybody said he was supposed to be, but Skoronski was not that last year. So let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Wes in Clarksville says, I'm going to laugh if the Titans roll with Andre Dillard again at left tackle. If not, why have they not cut him? So with Andre Dillard, the important thing to look for is Monday. I think it was Sam Phelan, A to Z Sports, looked at SpotTrack. And on SpotTrack, they said that he had a bonus due of $3 million, a roster bonus, on Wednesday of this past week. But apparently that was bad info. The roster bonus is due Monday. I cannot imagine that the Titans are going to pay Andre Dillard a $3 million roster bonus on Monday. I cannot imagine that happening. And if it did happen, I will go crazy on Monday. You know, I usually wake up first thing in the morning and I just immediately, I'm like, okay, what are we going to talk about today on the show? And then there's, you know, okay, let's find, you know, let's somebody said this, let's go cut that, or I'll be researching stuff or watching tape or whatever it may be, making phone calls to try to get clarification. Why did this guy do this? What's this rule over here? And I mean, it's like an all-day thing. This week has actually been rather refreshing, because with all of the constant moves and, I mean, Ian, we haven't had a grid this entire week until today, and even today, I'm sad that we have one, because after I sent it to you, the Vols got their tushes kicked in the SEC tournament. Mike Vrabel got hired by the Cleveland Browns. Like, I'm like, oh, God, you know, it's just constantly moving here and there and everything else. And so on Monday, we'll probably have a show planned out like we normally do. But if we get to 3 o'clock and Andre Dillard's on this team and Andre Dillard gets his $3 million bonus, we're going to have problems, okay? We're going to have real problems. And to me, the one thing I'll say about Dillard, if he's still on the team on Monday and they end up paying him the bonus, which means it'll be on the team next year, if that happens, then Andre Dillard is no longer a Mike Vrabel problem. It's a Rand Carthon problem. Because Andre Dillard's one of the worst offensive linemen I've ever seen, and he has no heart. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's like when Chris Sanders says, I say this respectfully, and then craps on somebody. I don't mean he has no heart in that he's selfish. But he's got no heart out there. He's just there. And you can't be what the Titans say they want to be about with a guy who's a tin man. And that's what he is. So he's got to go. And I expect him to be gone on Monday. And if he's not gone on Monday, we're going to have problems. And it's going to be loud. One texter says, I still believe that the Chargers go with Joe Alt at 5. Harbaugh is going to have a tough-nosed team, and they can certainly get a receiver later in the draft. When you say they can get a receiver later in the draft, That kind of talk pisses me off. And here's why. Because I agree. You can get a receiver later in the NFL draft. You cannot get Rome Odunze later in the NFL draft. You cannot get Malik Nabers. And I like Malik Nabers. I think Malik Nabers is better than Marvin Harrison Jr. And you can't get him later in the NFL draft. So it's easy to look at the Chargers and say, oh, there's tons of receivers. Let's just get a receiver later. But the receiver you're getting is not Malik Nabers. It's not Rome Odunze. That's like saying, oh, I get a quarterback later in the draft. Well, it ain't going to be Caleb Williams. So when you guys are, oh, the Chargers, they'll just do this. I'd be a little careful. Boy, a lot of you guys are asking about Andre Dillard before we even talked about Andre Dillard. Mitch in Bellevue, is there a deadline for the Titans to get rid of Dillard? Again, I think it's Monday. And if he's on this team on Monday, oof, Titan fans are going to be real mad, led by me. You thought I was mad over Mason Rudolph, which I was, by the way, and I still am. And I can't get all you people that are defending Mason Rudolph. He stinks. But that's a different discussion for a different day. But you thought I was crazy about the Mason Rudolph thing? Woo. Woo. I just say this. Whew. You think that that's you see what will happen on Monday if Andre Dillard's still on this football team. 615-737-1025. More your phone, 615-737-1025. And there was one question Calvin Ridley got asked today. And he answered it well-ish. And then he couldn't hold back from the truth. We'll get to that coming up next here on Stillman and Company. Again, we are live at Pinewood Social. We're giving away SEC men's basketball tickets for tomorrow's session. You got to be present to win. Come on out to Pinewood Social as we're here with our friends from Guinness. Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. I absolutely love Hiller. They have taken fantastic care of my home over the years, and I promise you they'll do the exact same for you. This month is Happy's Golden Ticket Sweepstakes at Hiller. Enter to win at hillergoldenticket.com. All you have to do is enter your email and you're automatically entered to win. Prizes include a $5,000 Hiller gift card, a $1,000 Hiller gift card, and one of 10 Happy Hiller Club memberships. Or take advantage of zero interest financing for 12 months on select new HVAC systems, tankless water heaters, and whole home generators. Do not miss out. Enter to win now. That's hillergoldenticket.com.
So this is what I'm talking about. All due respect to Greg Bedard, who was coming in here and told us earlier that the Patriots have a very aggressive offer on the table for Calvin Ridley. The very aggressive offer on the table for Calvin Ridley, but his reasons for returning to the Jaguars are personal. Like family reason or something like this. So Calvin Ridley then responds by going to Tennessee.
It's kind of close to Florida.
Closer.
Yeah, I guess.
So's Cuba.
They don't have a quarterback either. Tennessee.
They kind of suck too.
Well, mm-hmm. They just signed Mason Rudolph. So
and they have no quarterback.
Yeah.
So riddle me this. How do they get the player?
Money. They also signed Tony Pollard.
Boy, I'd so much rather be the Tennessee Titans. I feel like there's just more to look at there.
There you go. Those were the folks in Boston, Felger and Maz, when the Titans signed Calvin Ridley. And I love it where it's like, well, he was debating between New England and Jacksonville. And Jacksonville, well, you know, there were some personal reasons there for Ridley to – and then he ends up in Tennessee. And it's like, how'd you get him? And so today, Calvin Ridley held his press conference, and I listened to it. And I got to tell you, I liked a lot of what I heard out of Calvin Ridley. Because it was, A, he was very confident, which I liked. But, two, no bull crap. I mean, even this – he was asked why he picked the Titans. First of all, we all know why he picked the Titans, right? The money. That's why he picked the Titans. This is a two-year, $50 million contract. Everything else, it's semantics after that. But the real money is 2 years and $50 million, and that's why he picked the Titans. And I would pick the Titans for $50 million, too. But here's what he said when he was asked about it.
Why come here?
It's a new start. When I was going, you know, through the process of, you know, trying to evaluate the teams that I could possibly be with, I know that I have a certain type of skills, and so I'm not, you know, scared to go with the good or with, you know, who's trying to be good. So I think, you know, playing them twice a year, I was watching them and looking at, you know, the things they did have. I know that D-Hop's here, and I know that, you know, I want to play with another receiver on the other side that can, you know, help me, you know, do what I do best too. So I knew that they had that, and I knew they had a really good defense, and, you know, they were upcoming and stuff. So I, you know, I was looking into it, and, you know, I really wanted to honestly be with the Jags, but, you know, there was a lot of things that I wasn't, you know, wasn't working out for me, and then I think the Titans had that other side for me, so I chose the Titans, and obviously the money was pretty good, so I went with that.
He told you why. First off, he's asked, why choose the Titans? And then he gives you all these other reasons, and then finally goes, and the money was good. And I love, too, that I wanted to go back to Jacksonville, but there were just some things there that didn't work out. Ian, what do you think those things there that didn't work out were?
Contract details?
The money. That's it. And it's okay to get players who just want to be here for the money. What it is not okay is if you sign somebody who is only here for the money, and once they get the money, they don't care anymore. There are a lot of players in the NFL that do not care what team they're on, do not care what city they play in, do not care what their team's record is, do not care if it's a contender or a pretender, they don't care. They play for the Beirut Biscuits if you offered them enough money. And some of those guys are really good. I covered a guy, Darrell Revis, one time. And I remember when Darrell Revis signed with the Patriots, and it was basically like, look, all these other guys are going to take these discounts to play with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and not Darrell Revis. Because Darrell Revis doesn't care. Darrell Revis wants his money, and then they signed Darrell Revis, and Darrell Revis went out there, and he played like a superstar. They won the Super Bowl. They wanted to cut his pay. He said no. They released him. He went back to the Jets the end. He didn't care. Didn't care. And Ridley, I mean, Ridley's press conference seems like he's probably going to be a good team guy. Seems like he's really thought about, you know, what happened for those 2 years in Atlanta and the gambling and the trade and everything else. And he didn't shy away from it, though. You know, it was funny, the little gambling kind of bit that he did in that. But I just tell you, he's here for the money, and that's good. But now he's got to play up to the money. One texter says, and it is official, by the way, the Titans have agreed to terms with Mason Rudolph as their backup quarterback. What a freaking joke. And I don't know what's a bigger joke, by the way, than the Titans signing Mason Rudolph, or the amount of people that have defended it with, well, I mean, he's just the backup quarterback. Right. And in today's era of the NFL, where you're not allowed to practice, so your offensive line doesn't get any better, in today's NFL era, these offensive lines across the league are so bad. You just happen to have the worst one. But these offensive lines across the league are so bad that all these quarterbacks are getting hurt. And your quarterback gets hurt all the time. So in years past, you could tell me, well, it's okay to have Logan Woodside as the backup, because if Tannehill gets hurt and he never gets hurt, then, you know, we're screwed anyways. You know, that was kind of the mantra. But I'm not giving up on the season if Will Levis gets popped a bunch, because half the teams in the league have to play with backup quarterbacks. So to go out and get this Scarbini, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. One texter says, is there a chance they retain Tannehill and make him the backup and make Mason Rudolph the third string quarterback? Nope. Mason Rudolph's money is guaranteed. Mason Rudolph was a go cheap option at the quarterback position, and they took it. And look, I'm not going to call the Titans cheap, because the Titans aren't cheap. They just spent $50 million on a receiver. But you got to do better at backup quarterback. One texter says, is there a chance we get another quarterback and end the Malik Willis experiment? I don't know if they'll get another quarterback, and I don't know if they'll end the Malik Willis experiment, but Malik Willis is not going to be the quarterback of this team. Like, it's just not, I mean, he's not going to be the quarterback. I think the die is already cast. And so when it comes to, like, hey, you know, what about Malik? Could Malik beat out Mason Rudolph? No. Mason Rudolph is the backup quarterback. Just like how I can tell you right now, Will Levis is the starting quarterback. Calvin Ridley is a starting receiver. DeAndre Hopkins is a starting receiver. Peter Skoronski is the starting left guard. I can tell you Mason Rudolph is the backup quarterback. And I hate it. I hate it because I understand if you're paying your quarterback $55 million that you have to get some bum to come in there and back it up. I get it. Because the drop-off from Mahomes to Joe Flacco is basically the same as Mahomes to anybody. You're screwed. But you don't have Mahomes. Like, you do not have Mahomes. You've got nobody. You know, Levis, we'll see. We don't even know if he's any good. And they put nobody behind him? I hate it. I hate it. They put a nobody who the Steelers couldn't wait to get rid of. Every opportunity they've had to dump on Mason Rudolph, they have. Benched him for Duck Hodges. Signed Mitch Trubisky to play over him. I mean, it's just, yeah, he won a couple of games at the end of last year. He beat the Bengals against Jake Browning. He beat the Ravens when they didn't play anybody. And they won a game at Seattle. I don't know how. I tried to watch it on NFL Plus this morning. And NFL Plus, for all the money the NFL makes, NFL Plus is the single crappiest app I have ever used. It is the crappiest thing I have ever had that is associated with the NFL. And if you have an NFL Plus app, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I could not watch that Steelers-Seahawks game on my Fire Stick. It just kept shutting off. Like, right when they went to kick it off, it shut off. I reboot it. I do it again. It doesn't work. I tried it on my phone, and it just kept refreshing. It, like, didn't actually play the game. I don't understand. Baseball and basketball and all these others, ESPN Plus, they don't make as much money as the NFL, and the NFL has to have the crappiest app. So I couldn't tell you how they won that Seahawks game. I have no idea. Maybe he was Joe Montana, but I can't tell you. I can't watch it. But he sucks. And until he proves otherwise, I am of just the complete and total belief that he is terrible. Oh, we got some breaking news, huh? Okay.
There we go.
Do we have a breaking news sounder, Ian? It doesn't matter. Breaking news. Thank you. Breaking news, according to Ian Rappaport, the Tennessee Titans have released offensive tackle Andre Dillard. So Andre Dillard, who is I said this. I said if we got to Monday and he was on this football team, we were going to have problems. So the Titans have finally released Andre Dillard. And I have a serious question to ask, which is, what did you accomplish by keeping him on the roster until today? Like, did you do him a disservice because he could have signed with somebody else and you didn't want him to sign with somebody else? Are you worried about somebody else getting Andre Dillard? Wouldn't the right thing have been to have released Andre Dillard like 2 weeks ago? But that's their business. He stinks. He's gone. And we will remember Andre Dillard in our hearts as the guy that whenever somebody is truly terrible, like an unforgivable, disastrous decision, we'll compare it to Andre Dillard. I would say that I have fond memories of the Andre Dillard era, but I do not. 615-737-1025 is our phone number on the program. We'll get back into your phones. We'll continue on this. And I do think that we need to have we need to reflect back on the Andre Dillard era here on the program. 615-737-1025. Let's talk about Window Nation. That's right. I love Window Nation. Hey, March is a critical time to check your home's windows and call the pros at Window Nation. You know, I had the pros at Window Nation out to my home for that free in-home estimate. I asked them if I needed any windows replaced. They looked at my windows. They tested my windows. They said, no, your windows are good. But if you've got cracked windows or you've got windows that won't open or you've got windows that won't close, which that's a huge problem. But if you've got, you know what I'm talking about. I've had them in homes I've owned before. You need to talk to Window Nation today. And replacing those windows, more affordable than you think. Because right now, every two windows you buy, you'll get two windows free. Plus, zero down, zero interest, and no payments for 24 months. Again, every two windows you'll buy, you'll get two windows for free. Zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Again, that's 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.